This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. It is Friday, June the 9th, and as we merrily roll along, we got a lot going on today. For goodness sake, we're going to be talking in a few minutes with Jay Richards of the DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and Family, and we're going to talk to him about how Americans are, they're really getting tired of gender and woke ideology. They're fed up with it, actually. So we're going to talk to him about that whole concept. Stay tuned for that. And Donald Trump becomes the first former president to be indicted by the feds. We are going to take a deep dive into the issue, as well as look at whether or not Joe Biden should face the same fate. So stay tuned for that. And there's movement afoot to make Eastern Oregon part of Idaho. Would you believe that? Here's the question. Should Oregonians have the right to secede from their state and join another state if they want? We're going to take a look at that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, last time we gave you the top 10 predicted names for boys this year. We're going to do the same for girls in 2023, so stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by Arbor Life Tree Service. Whether it's tree enhancement or you need tree removal, Arbor Life is Tampa Bay's premier tree service company. I want you to give them a call today. You'll get a free estimate and a quick one. Their number is 727-330-1999. Again, 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. All right. So where are we going in this country? I don't know that I've ever felt that our government is in more fragility than it is right now, whether or not, I mean, I used to just laugh at people that said things are going to collapse in this, you know, in this country somehow. But now I'm not laughing as much anymore. Former President Donald Trump has been indicted by the federal government. He calls this election interference at the highest level, and he's called the Biden administration the most corrupt in history. You got to remember that the Justice Department that is going after Donald Trump with this indictment serves at the pleasure of the Biden administration. Both the FBI, the Attorney General, the entire executive department oversees our Justice Department. And this, in fact, is where all of the trouble starts. If they're going to indict Donald Trump for something, let me suggest that they have an independent prosecutor handle a situation and call for an indictment or not call for an indictment. Because half the country immediately believes, as soon as something like this occurs, that it's all political. And that's what's happened now. I've never seen so many people so upset I was listening to a guy that I thought was going to have a heart attack last night. He was so upset about what has happened to Donald Trump. Mark Levin was on the Sean Hannity show last night. And I'm not kidding you. He got so wound up about what they're doing to Donald Trump. I honestly thought he was going to fall off his chair. He was that angry. He says that this is a total constitutional crisis. And I'm beginning to think that there is some truth to that. Now, Donald Trump, as you all know, is the current frontrunner for the Republican nomination for president. And you also probably know that Joe Biden and his family have become directly involved in a, if you want to forget everything else, just go to the Ukraine Burisma Energy Company fiasco, where a credible FBI source says he's got proof that Joe Biden took $5 million in a payoff, and his son also took $5 million, separate $5 million, in a payoff involving protection for corruption in Ukraine. And yet that somehow is swept under the rug. And there's a five-year investigation supposedly looking into things that Hunter Biden did that are spelled out in detail on a laptop. And after 5+ years, they haven't been able to reach a conclusion. So it begs the question, if we've got a faction of people in this country that are intentionally trying to subvert justice and use politics to go after people they hate while ignoring the injustices of the people they like. It seems like we've come to that in this country. Now, if Donald Trump is indicted, and he has been indicted, I should say if he's charged after the indictment, that can go on through the entire election period for the 2024 race. So it will influence the race, much like we a lot of people claim the 2020 race was influenced by politics as well, and the subversion of the Hunter Biden laptop. Nobody knew about it, right? Or very few knew about it. The Justice Department was running around with the FBI subverting that information so that people wouldn't have that information as they went into the polling booth to vote. So, as we said, of course, Trump is firing back. He said, this is the most corrupt administration in history, talking about the Biden administration. There has never been an administration so corrupt, and they've just started to find it right now, he said. Here's what Trump's lawyer said about this indictment. This is Jim Trusty. He was on NBC's Today Show. He said the former president is being charged with something that was never criminal for any other president in history. And he says, quote, it has suddenly been weaponized by the Department of Justice. Trusty said the Presidential Records Act, which requires that official White House records be preserved, does not anticipate anything criminal. He said there's no criminal statute within the Presidential Records Act that says it's a violation to possess any of these things, even the most sensitive documents. He said Trump's legal team thinks the indictment, by the way, it's from a Florida grand jury. He says this indictment is the only one in the classified documents case. He made it clear that the team does not anticipate an indictment from the D.C. grand jury that also was impaneled. He said that the creation of the Florida grand jury, quote, could be a reflection of an acknowledgement by DOJ, standing for Department of Justice, they had some venue problems, that they really never should have been venued in D.C. or that they want to, quote, sanitize and kind of repackage, remarket it for consumption down to South Florida. So that's what he has to say. It'll be interesting to see if after this indictment, if he's going to be formally charged and exactly what the charges will be for harboring documents. They claim that because he's stalling on responding to certain things, they're going to try to put him in prison for that? It's awfully hard to believe. There's going to be a lot of talk about all of this. But I'll tell you one thing. If you want to galvanize a group of people, just go after the guy they like they're doing right now. You want to galvanize people? Just do what they're doing right now. Okay, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, we're going to change horses here. We're going to be talking with Jay Edwards of the DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and Family about how Americans are tiring of gender and woke ideology.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They are ISO certified. They're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
Caregivers find the support they need on Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Berhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Heard every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., Linda and her caring and knowledgeable guests will bring you education, information, and resources, as well as a shoulder for caregivers. That's Connecting Caregivers Radio with Linda Berhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver, where you can find help and hope every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Ain't it good
to... This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, thank you for joining us here on Freedom Works on this Friday. Delighted to have Jay Richards join us. Jay is the director of the DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and Family, among other things. And we're going to talk with Jay about this whole woke gender ideology thing that's been going on. It's specifically the Human Rights Campaign. This is a left-wing advocacy group. They've declared a national emergency for LGBTQ plus people this week. They are upset that many of the states, including Florida, by the way, are banning what they call gender-affirming care. I think that amounts to gender surgery for children. Jay, welcome to Freedom Works.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
This is such, I don't know, to me this is bizarro world. This whole concept about taking children, many of whom have not even reached puberty, and deciding that they need gender-affirming surgery or gender surgery. It's a no-brainer. And yet, here's the Human Rights Campaign going after these states and claiming there's a state of emergency?
Yes, is exactly where we are, and it is the bizarre world. And imagine what it's like spending your time, like I do, full-time dealing with this issue. But, I mean, the reality is, you're right, gender-affirming care is the euphemism the other side uses to describe not just surgery, sort of where it ends. It starts with social transition and name change, moves on to puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, and then ends in sterilizing surgery, very often on minors. That's the reality. Makes sense that so there's no good evidence that this actually helps kids. In fact, several European countries have stopped it. And now the Human Rights Campaign, which started talking about sort of just civil liberties for people that identify as gay or lesbian, they're now defending sterilizing surgery for minors and considering it a national emergency that some states are saying, no, this is not a great idea. I mean, this is talk about jumping the shark. The human rights campaign, I mean, has jumped a school of sharks in this case.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I don't see how any parent, any responsible parent, would want their child to go through any kind of gender-affirming surgery or whatever they want to call it. Yes, you're right. It starts with, okay, today we've decided that, here we are in second grade with you kids, we've decided that Johnny over here would rather be a little bit more like Mary, so don't call Johnny a boy anymore. And for that
matter, call him a girl.
For that matter, don't call Mary a girl anymore because I think she feels the same way. So we can call them something different. I mean, come on. I'm trying to remember when I was, this is a long time ago too, when I was in grade school. I mean, I don't know. I think it would have really screwed up my psyche if my teacher started talking about these things when I was like 7 or 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, of course. I mean, and that's the point. I think people that are sort of casual observers don't realize this is really about sexualizing children because the most basic categories we have are the distinction between adults and kids and between boys and girls. Everybody learns this by the time they're 5 or 6. And so that's why they want to teach this stuff to kindergartners, because they want to queer basic categories. And queer here is not a pejorative. That's the verb, which means destabilize and destroy basic categories of reality that people have. You get kids when they're very young, get them with this idea they might be born in the wrong body, that what they really are is this internal sense of gender called a gender identity. They're not males and females. And then you sort of train them to think in this bizarro world of gender ideology. That's where we are. I'm thankful, finally, that some states are pushing back, because for several years, this stuff sort of worked its way into our institutions unopposed.
Yeah. You know, speaking about all of this, I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the Joe Biden so-called news conference yesterday, but the first he called, you know, he had a script in front of him to call on certain people. The first person he called on was from the public broadcasting system. It was a woman, and she asked him a question about child gender surgery, and he started looking down at notes, and he, honest to God, it looked like he was just reading a speech back to her. Which begs the question that they probably set the whole deal up, and he was aware of the question. But
absolutely.
But with all of the other things going on, this is the first question. I can see why people in this country must be awfully tired of this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've been had this stuff jammed down our throats for years. And what's funny, I don't know if you saw, there was a PRRI poll that's a religion survey poll came out yesterday that shows that over the last 3 years, since 2021, they've been asking people sort of if their opinion on the statement, if there are only two genders. Now, I wish they'd said only two sexes, but at least they said this. This is actually, the people that have affirmed this have increased significantly since 2021. So the longer they're trying to tell us, no, there are more than two sexes and there's this gender identity, the more the American public is actually saying, no, actually, we're going to be more insistent that we believe our eyes. So I think that's the nice thing. At least I think the American public is starting to resist this stuff. But the reality is, I mean, if there's a national emergency, it's not on the human rights campaign side. It's on the side of reality, because they're the ones trying to deny basic mammalian biology applying to human beings. That's unfortunately where we are.
We're talking with Jay Richards. He is the director of the DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and Family. And we're talking about this whole concept of gender ideology and all the nuances that go into it. Specifically, I don't think people, Jay, you know, once you reach a certain age, whatever age you want to call it, whether it's 18 or 21 or whatever, and you establish it as like being an adult at that point, if somebody wants to change their sex, they want to live a gay lifestyle or whatever lifestyle that they want to live, or they want to be called by a pronoun a certain way when they go into work or something like that, you can hash that kind of thing out. At least you're an adult at that point. And I don't think most people that I've come in contact with would stand in the door of somebody that would want to change their sex or, you know, want to be gay instead of straight or whatever. they allow them to live their life. That's the way that we are in this country. It's kind of called freedom. But we also have, with that in mind, we also understand that children are a different breed. We don't allow children. Yes. We don't allow children to guzzle down bottles of Jack Daniels when they're 8 years old, or smoke Camel cigarettes, you know, when they're 9 years old. I mean, if we had any kind of responsibility, we have laws against those kinds of things. We allow children to, basically, we allow children to grow up in more of a, would you call it, more of a, you know, more of a Mickey Mouse fairy tale disinfected world.
Well, I mean, yeah, until very recently, everyone understood that you're not supposed to sexualize kids. Everyone understood that there are lots of things children, as children, simply can't consent to, and that that would include things like lifelong sterilization. That's unfortunately now, you know, in a number of states, actually, kids can elect these procedures without their parents' knowledge or permission, unfortunately. This is never about whether an adult man that wants to pretend to be a woman should be locked up. No, we weren't talking about it. We wouldn't be talking about these things if that was the issue. What we're talking about is a completely different view of reality in which somebody, a child, a boy, can be a girl simply by identifying as a girl. That's a completely different thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and then, you know, not even getting into all of the bathroom, which bathroom do you go into issues, and then you've got, of course, the transsexual sports situation with biological men competing against women in certain sports. But it all goes back to people, you know, in this country are a tolerant group, but you can be pushed only so far.
Yeah,
and it seems to me that there is a, in fact, just in an overall, I think a Gallup poll is showing that people are moving back or moving more towards a conservative outlook. It's actually backfiring.
That's right. It is backfiring, and that's the other poll I didn't mention this, yesterday that shows that in particular social conservative issues front and center. People are, especially Republicans, becoming more socially conservative. There's also an uptick on economic conservatism, by the way, in that same poll. And I think that's what's happening. I think the radicalism on the left, first of all, it's alienating a lot of old school liberals that I talk to all the time, but it's also making people on the right realize, okay, these cultural issues really, really matter. These aren't distractions. This is, I mean, we're talking about a fight for civilization when you're talking about the nature of the human person. This is not about, you know, private drag queen shows, which probably I never spent more than 10 seconds thinking about. But when you're doing sexualized stuff for children, I'm sorry, that's an entirely different thing. And the people of the Human Rights Campaign can absolutely expect a pushback if they're going to support this stuff.
Yes. In fact, while you were talking, I pulled up this story about this Gallup poll. They say 38% say they are conservative on social issues. That's up from 33% last year. Highest percentage are saying they are socially conservative since 2000. This is the highest percentage, I should say, saying that they are socially conservative since 2012. So it's, you know, on the from the social conservative side, and like you said, a lot of liberals are joining the ranks of saying, you know, wait a second, I think we're going a little too far.
Absolutely. It's a, it's different to say, okay, I don't think the state needs to get involved in what adults are doing in their private life behind the scenes. That just has nothing to do with what's happening here. Gender-affirming care for kids, obviously, is a completely different thing than if some adult wants to get plastic surgery to look like a lizard. That's a different issue, and nobody would even be talking about it if that were the issue. I think that's, for honestly, a lot of people think, oh, wait, are we still talking about that? Or they have a hard time kind of mentally metabolizing just how radical gender ideology is, and as people, I think, come to realize it, they overwhelmingly reject it.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe the ball is turning, and the game is changing a little bit. It's very, very... I don't know. We live in strange times. I guess every era, you know, every generation has felt that. But it does seem like things are getting, what did the Alice in Wonderland, what did she say? Things are getting stranger and stranger or something like that. And they really
Absolutely. We're way down the rabbit hole at this point.
Way down.
Really, way down.
That's exactly right. Jay, thank you so very much for coming on. Look forward to talking with you again.
Absolutely. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Okay, Jay Richards of the DeVos Center. All right. Let us take our break. And when we come back, talk about some craziness going on. There's a movement in Oregon to make the eastern portion of Oregon, about 12 of the counties there, part of Idaho. Now, the question is, should Oregonians that live in that area have the right to secede from Oregon? We're going to take a look.
Her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISO certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune in to the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
A bad penny. No. We're so delighted you are listening into us here on Freedom Works. So while all of this stuff is going on with Donald Trump, and by the way, if I was Donald Trump, I don't know. He has armor for skin. I mean, to go through this and to still want to become a president again. But a confidential source says that Joe Biden was paid $5 million by an executive of the Ukrainian natural gas firm, Burisma. Remember them, Burisma Holdings, where his wonderful son, Hunter, was working, by the way. Do you remember that? And Biden went in front of a camera to say, we're withholding $1 billion from Ukraine unless they fire the prosecutor going after the Burisma Energy Company where my son works. And he was gloating over the fact that he got the prosecutor fired in that Burisma trial so that they could get the $1 billion into the Ukraine. I mean, and they're not going after him. They got this form, this 1023 form, which dates back, by the way, to June of 2020. Okay? It was a highly credible FBI source who they've been paying over the years who detailed multiple meetings and conversations that that person had with a top Burisma executive over the course of several years and how they were making the payoffs and how it had to go through all of these different little tunnels to finally get to the Bidens because they wanted to make sure that they could launder the money so that nobody could figure out where it was going. Unbelievable. So, guess who we have with us? I'm so happy to have him. He's the master barber himself, Andrew Ceresi. Andrew, I know you're a big-time Donald Trump man. You must feel pretty down about what's going on here with this federal indictment.
Paul, let me tell you something. If you think Levine was upset last night, you haven't seen nothing. Let me tell you, every one of these presidential candidates that's running on the Republican Party, every one of them has got no guts to speak up and back Donald Trump. This is a principle with our country. This is Nazi Germany with Hitler going after his people. You remember? People forget here or what? They can come after you. They can come after me. They can come after everybody. Every one of these Republican candidates, you know who I would vote for right now, I think? Vivek.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I know
That's
who you're
right.
talking about.
He's the only one that'll back up and say what's going on here. These other ones, including Ron DeSantis. I heard him this morning. Oh, well, if I'm elected president, I will have accountability baloney. Open up your mouth and back up the guy that got you where you are.
I tell you what, you are echoing the thoughts and feelings of a lot. It's become a visceral thing. And Mark Levin, I'm not kidding you, Andrew, he almost had a heart attack. He was so...
I got news for you. My blood pressure was 174 over 60. Okay?
Jesus. I hope you're sitting down, because if you collapse, I don't want you to hit your head on the way to the floor.
They disgust me, Paul. Every one of these Republican candidates, including Ron.
Yeah.
They has no backbone. All they're worried about is their own personal gains. Not one of them is worried about this country. It disgusts me.
I think Tim Scott actually came out and said something.
I think a few of them, Andrew, actually did come out and say, and even our fat friend from New Jersey, Chris Christie, he even said that this was wrong. Well, even though he hates Trump, we know that. But he said, in this particular case, so there are some of them, but it's not like it's... They're not, like, really, really emotionally upset about it.
That's because they're all worried about their... Paul, let me tell you something. There is not a politician in this country that has done any damn thing of work in their life. All they've done was go to school, become a lawyer, and been a career politician. They have no idea what's going on in this world. They do not know how to handle anything, including people that have a Harvard and a whatever else degree. Mm-hmm. Okay? I am fed up with them all.
Yeah, no, you're right. They live in this glass world. They're not in the real world. That's for,
well, let me tell you something. Our forefathers put up with a lot less than this before they revolted. Mm-hmm. And it's time the American people stand up, or they have no bed. Let me tell you something. I'm putting my flag upside down in front of my house.
I think a lot of people feel that way, Andrew.
Well, I'm going to do it, Paul. They need to do it, not feel it. They need to do it, and they need to take action against this. The American people better stand up, or we're nothing but a bunch of lame duck morons in this country. They're going to be taken over by everybody.
I do think people are actually responding, more so than they ever have responded. A little earlier in the show, we were talking about how a Gallup poll is showing that people are all of a sudden becoming much more conservative about certain things. I think it's partly because they see that this government... That this Justice Department, I think a lot of people are not stupid.
Well,
they can see what's going
Paul,
on.
Paul, I'm
going right
to argue with you on that
no,
one, Paul. I'm going to argue.
There's a lot of stupid people.
That's right. There's a lot of them. But I run into a lot of them. Call them for what they are.
But there are a lot of people that are not stupid that are turning and saying, there's something wrong here.
Well, we better beat a majority, Paul.
Yeah, I agree.
We should be marching on Washington right now defending Trump, just for the principle of it. Whether you hate him or not, they can do this to you, they can do this to anybody.
Well,
this is no worse than Nazi Germany was, Paul. They forgot September 11th, they forgot World War II, they forget Vietnam. They forget what these guys put their lives on the line for, mm-hmm. for this crap.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
The last time they marched for Trump, they called it an insurrection.
Well, you know what, Ed? They should have done the damage they were accused of and knocked off a few of these people. They got accused of it and everything. They should have done it.
Yeah, well, that's another joke. I think, again, the people that have any common sense realize there's something wrong here, and I think people are revolting. I think, listen, if there's anything that's galvanizing the Trump people, it's certainly what they're doing to him right now. I mean, if they really want to get people aflame and guarantee that they're going to go to the poll and vote for Donald Trump, they're doing it.
Well, they better get up there. As a matter of fact, I'm going tomorrow to Donald Trump's birthday party celebration in St. Pete. There's going to be thousands of people there.
Oh, really?
Rallying, that's right. If you want to come, let me know. I'll pick you up.
Yeah, where is it being held?
It's up in Madeira Beach in a park.
Oh,
I'm trying to think of the name.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm going.
What time is it tomorrow?
It starts at noon. There's going to be a big boat flotilla.
Really?
Roger Stone's going to be there. General Flynn's going to be there. And Andrew's going to be there. Mark my words.
Hey,
whether people like it or not, I don't care.
Can you get the exact information to us? Because I need to contact the Tampa Bay Times to make sure they cover that event. Because the last one they didn't see coming.
They always ignore it.
I am totally disgusted, Paul.
Yeah.
Totally.
So how can they do this?
while at the same time, we have these whistleblowers from the FBI coming out and showing credible information about the criminality of the Biden family.
Paul, the only thing they're concerned about is the gay people, the transgender, your three-year-old kid. They're not concerned about anything in this freaking country that's going on, Paul, except this baloney that needs to be not even heard of anymore.
Yeah.
Convert your kid at 3 years old. At 3 years old, I didn't know what the hell I was. I was a kid.
Of course.
At 10 years old, I was riding a bicycle with a baseball mitt on it, and I thought girls had cooties.
That's right. And they do. Okay? And they do.
No, not today. Not today. A three-year-old kid says, I can have a vagina if I want. What are you, crazy?
Yeah,
sickening.
We just had a whole interview with a guy.
And let me tell you, they did a great Pride Month. Let me tell you something. If you're proud of this is what's going on in your country, you got to shut that gay pride down right now. If that's what makes you proud, because you got no reason to be proud of what's going on in this country today.
Yeah. No, the whole country is upside down. This is bizarro world. And it's going to take a complete house cleaning in Washington, completely.
Well, you know, Paul,
we got to start with the Justice Department. We got to get rid of all the FBI director's. Got to go. Obviously, we got to have a Republican, whoever it becomes. If it's Trump, wonderful. If it's one of the other, and they got to house clean. They got to take the broom and sweep it out. Go ahead.
Let me tell you something. If these elections don't prove to be what they are, the next time the people need to revolt.
I think they might.
Enough is enough. That's right, and they should be revolting. They should be Washington right now. These politicians,
I think there will be one.
They better have 30 security, armed security guards behind them. Believe me.
I think
that's what they need today.
I think if Joe Biden is elected president again, I think there might be a revolt.
Joe Biden's never going to make it.
I don't think he is either. But if for some reason something like that occurs, I think there might be an open revolt in this country. I'm usually thinking that these things will not occur. I'm beginning to think that they might.
Yeah, well, like I said, you thought Levine was upset. You didn't see nothing.
I knew how you would feel, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
It's just total. Let me tell you something. Where I come from in these days, the politicians tried to do this stuff, they'd be right next to Jimmy Hoffa.
Wherever he is.
The ones that are beating their chest saying, well, they got Trump because he had those documents and stuff. But you know, Biden has the same thing in his garage, and he was
vice president.
He wasn't president. He wasn't even privileged to those documents. What are they still doing there?
What about Hillary Clinton?
Oh, Hillary 30,000
emails with servers in her. Who the hell is she?
And they never even put her under oath to question her. Did you know that? The FBI?
That's right. That's right. Even under oath.
Jim Comey
wouldn't
even put her under oath.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
It's just totally disgusting me. And I don't even want to say nothing of me. I can't even talk right now. I'm so upset.
No, I don't blame you. I honestly feel viscerally upset myself about what's going on. I just think they have some GD nerve to do this to Donald Trump while he's trying to run for president again, and get him
it's
on
election
a
te- interference,
and get
him on, Paul.
And get him on a damn technicality.
Listen,
because they don't give a damn about those documents. First of all, there's no documents in there that's going to hurt anybody.
What do they think? He's going to sell it to the Russians or something?
He's not going to use it for illicit. If they could prove that he was going to use it for illicit purposes, they have no proof of that because he wasn't going to.
Well, common sense ought to tell the American people, this is a man that has no reason to even bother trying to straighten out this country. He can go live his life and do whatever he wants. And if any one of us had his money, that's what we'd be doing. Why in the hell does he want to sacrifice his life? You know why? Because he loves America. He's not like the Republican politicians and the Democrats. They should make a prerequisite for every politician that runs for office. You had to have a 10-year service in a company working somewhere for money.
And when you talk about the other candidates that are out there that are not doing anything right now and then standing up for him, let me tell you something. If and or if possible, Donald Trump would somehow drop out of the race or whatever, the next man up would be Ron DeSantis. They're coming after you next. They're going to do the same thing. They're going to find anything, everything, and make stuff up along the way.
Well, you
to
know what?
Make you and your family look as bad as possible.
I think you're 100% right.
Well, then you know what? He should be standing up right now and opening his mouth up about this, not hiding about it. Say, if I'm elected president, I will get away from me. Open your mouth and say something. Have some guts, mister.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're taking the avenue. Well, you know, maybe the media will take him out of the way for us, you know?
Well, they all got hopes of being the president, too. They want him out of there. Because they know.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If I were next in line, I would be worried. I would want to stand up because if something were to take him out as being the front runner, I would be next, and they're going to find something. And if they don't find it, they'll make it up. Look at the Russian collusion that went on. The supposed Russian collusion. Everything they can find, it doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying, Ed. Open your mouth and say something. Show us what you're made of, because right now I don't think you're made of anything.
You know, it would be interesting to see one of those other Republican candidates stand up and say, "Boy, I've had enough of this. I may want to win the nomination, but to see what they're doing to Donald Trump is a mortal sin, and I'm going to stand up and."
Well, you know what? That would make them more of a person. Make people think a lot highly of him than they think of him now. Because I don't think nothing of him. The only one that says anything is Vivek.
Yeah,
he's the only one.
Or he says more than the others. I know what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, exactly. He says more than the others.
He's willing to go out on a limb. You know, he probably figures he has nothing to lose. I'm just thinking from a political point of view to get name recognition.
Yeah. You know what? By being that way, he might be the winner.
Yeah, you might be right about that. We'll see. It's always a pleasure, Andrew. I'm so glad you called. I wish we had happier tidings right now, but thank you for calling in, my friend. Always call in whenever you feel like it.
You got it, brother. I'll talk business with you later.
All right, that sounds good to me. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Andrew. You know, I think he echoes the gut feeling of a lot of us now.
I'm sick over it. I would love to get a panel of these. There's a word I want to use, but I'm not allowed to. Just get them in a room. Get them on the air. I don't care. And I would destroy them. I would want to know the proof, damn it. I don't want hearsay. I don't want a phone call. I want Nancy Pelosi's ass. I want all. Bring them in front of me. Give me that proof that you've got. And then I'm going to show you what we've got on Biden. That's what needs to be done. Whatever's there on Biden, get it out there. Stop talking about it and get it out there.
If they had any integrity on either side, whether it's going after Biden or Trump, they would put an independent prosecutor out there.
But
somebody that has no connection to the Justice Department.
Here's the thing. If let me devil's advocate here. If I had a document on Biden that proves his family is corrupt and would take him out, I'd be worried about putting it out there. Not only for my own safety, but family safety, friends safety, whatever.
No, I understand that.
Because you're talking about taking out a sitting president. If this document is that damning to show, and because it's obviously going to be more than just that.
You're right. Normally, you go, well, I'll go into the witness protection program, so I'm not going to work. But the only problem is, who's overseeing the witness protection program?
Yeah, and it depends on whose witness protection. Is it the Democrats' one where they can hide
the
you?
The FBI is what I'm worried about right now.
Exactly.
We don't have anybody, and this is the scary thing, we don't have any. That's why I'd like an independent prosecutor. An independent, not a special prosecutor. Well, it's different. Independent prosecutor.
If they're listening right now, the people that are going after him, I don't care what you bring between now and 2024. I'm still voting for Trump. I don't care what you bring.
Yeah. All right, let's take our break, and it'll be a quick one. When we come back, we'll get to that story about a goodly portion of Oregon that wants to become Idaho. Don't you wanna go?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They are ISO certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
Hey, You new to the area or just want to know about the best hidden gems and upcoming events? Stay tuned. Be Local Buzz with Devin takes you to these places, introduces you to the best businesses, and tells you about upcoming buzz. Preset your radio to Tan Talk 1340 AM or 106.1 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. That is the Be Local Buzz with Devin on Tan Talk 1340 AM and 106 FM every Thursday from 4 to 5. Looking forward to speaking with you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay, we're back to the final segment of Freedom Works. We thank you for being with us. By the way, Freedom Works comes to you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tan Talk Radio Network. But thanks to Ed, if you missed one of our shows and you'd like to catch up, all you have to do is go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com. That's O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com, and click on the podcast button at the top. Ed's got all our shows on there. Yes, he does. Starting with the top, the most recent show at the top, and when you go to look at the show before you click on it to listen to it, he's got the guest, and he's got the topic of the guest, and he's got our top 10 on there. So you'll know what's coming when you click on it. OurFreedomWorks.com. Okay, so a county in Oregon, it's called Wallowa County, has become the 12th county there to join what's called the Greater Idaho Movement. The Greater Idaho Movement. There are 12 counties right now where a goodly percentage of the people in the county wants to become part of Idaho. The vote originally took place in May with preliminary results that show support for an effort to move into the state of Idaho. Now, these counties are all next to Idaho, of course. The Greater Idaho effort originated in 2020 when a large swath of rural eastern Oregon decided that they didn't want to be connected to the very liberal western portion, which of course includes, you know, Portland and that area. They want to secede and join the more conservative state of Idaho. So I don't know where all of this is going to go. Because the legislature in Oregon is not going to vote to allow them to do this. But there must be a way, if you get enough people in your area to say we want to leave, that you can do it. Now, there's always been that talk in portions of Texas to secede from the country.
I was going to be more in California than one of them.
Yeah, you think so, too. Yeah.
Maybe, I think there are. Maybe we should take a portion of the country and stick all them woke people there. With their woke stuff and their transgender changing of people, blah, blah, blah. Stick them there and let them run their own country.
Yeah.
You know?
In other words, say, you know, you're no longer part of the United States.
There you go.
Okay. All right, Ed. Hey, listen, I want to ask you something before we get into our top 10. And this is a sports question. Have you been following this merger in golf?
I've heard of it,
between
yeah.
the PGA and I guess it's called the LIV.
Yeah, but the LIV is backed by the Saudis.
The Saudi Arabians,
People upset at that because of the 9/11 thing.
Yes.
Shut up.
So what do you think?
Shut up. People shut up.
Okay.
Your president was over there begging for oil. I don't know how, you know.
So you're not big on the merger.
I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't care. It's golf.
Yeah, it's golf.
It's golf. And if you want to look at all the people that back certain sports, look out. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, okay.
But let me just leave it at that.
All right, fair enough. Our beloved, okay, well, first of all, I was watching the Stanley Cup Finals last night, and it went into overtime, and the Florida Panthers came back and won that game against Las Vegas, and so they're down two games to one.
Yeah.
So what about our beloved Rays?
So the Rays were at home with a three-game series against the Minnesota Twins.
Right.
And they swept them.
Yeah.
So they swept them.
They're really
and we told you that the Twins were the only team in the AL Central with a winning record. Thanks to the Rays, there are now no teams in the AL
in the Central Division
with a winning record.
Wow.
So, yeah. And
amazing.
Now the Rays are starting to get a little distance 6.5 on Baltimore, 8.5 games up on Yankees.
Oh, wow.
The Red Sox are 14 games back.
Wow. So they're like 6.5 in front of the second place team.
Yes. Yeah.
Super. All right, it's time for our top 10, Ed. As you remember, we did the top 10 predicted boys' baby names for 2023 on our last show. Turnabout being fair play, we've got this list, and these are the projected names when the end of the year occurs in terms of the most favorite names for girls. Mm. Comes from names.org. So here we go. Number 10, Luna. Luna, L-U-N-A. It's a Latin name that means moon. You know, like in lunar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's an interesting name. I kind of like Luna.
Luna, yeah.
Okay, number 9. Evelyn.
Jeez, that's an older name.
That's exactly what I thought. Evelyn's an older name. It is.
My great aunt was named Evelyn.
Yeah, it's a British name. Mm-hmm. You know what it means? It means either desired, wished for, or island. Island, okay. Number 8. Isabella. That's another old name.
Well, my niece's name is that.
Is that right?
Yeah, Isabella.
That's a rather uncommon name, but it's becoming more common. Yeah. It's an Italian name. It means devoted to God. Mm. Isabella. Okay. Number 7. Mia.
Mm-hmm.
Mia is a Latin name that means mine. And I kind of like Mia.
Yeah, easy to spell
it's
names.
It's an easy name to write. Yeah, that's why I like my name.
Mia Smith.
Mama Mia. Mm. All right, number 6. Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia is a Greek name. You know what it means?
No.
Wisdom. As in Sophocles.
Mm.
Okay. Number 5. Ava. Mm. A-V-A. Not E-V-A. Ava.
Okay.
You like that one? It's a Latin name. It means bird. You know the word aviary?
Yeah.
That's a bird environment? Yeah, Ava. All right, number 4. Charlotte.
Yeah, okay.
You like that?
All right.
That's a French name.
We get a little hipper now.
Yes, it is. It means free man.
Gotten off Evelyn.
Number 3. Amelia.
Okay.
Amelia. It's a Latin name. It means industrious or striving. Remember Amelia Earhart?
I was going to say, you say the name Amelia, everybody connects it with Earhart.
And she was very industrious and striving, as we know. Number 2, Emma.
Emma.
You like Emma?
You know, there's a lot of people naming their pets Emma.
Yeah?
I know of 2 or 3 people have a dog named Emma.
Emma?
And a cat.
Yeah, it's a German name. It means entire or universal.
Mm.
Okay. All right, Ed.
Well, one thing we haven't hit is any biblical names for women.
Do you think there might be a number one biblical name?
Yeah.
What do you think? Any guess?
Yeah, I think we had for the boys, we had Noah and other ones like that.
Number one for the boys, by the way, was Liam.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Liam. So what do you think for a girl?
I don't know.
Starts with an O.
Ophelia?
That's a good name. A good guess. Really, it is. It's a Shakespearean name. But it's Olivia. It's a Latin name.
Mm.
It means olive tree or peace.
Wow, so no biblical names for women.
Olivia.
Oh.
Yeah, Latin name. About 18,000 plus girls will be named Olivia by the end of 2023.
Okay.
All right? Remember Olivia Oil?
Yeah, I don't.
In Popeye cartoons, Olivia Oil?
That's olive oil.
I know, but I just...
I don't know any women named Olivia, so...
I can't remember if I do. How's that? All right. Well, anyway, thank you for listening. We will be back on Monday. Remember, be safe and always strive to make freedom work.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
And happy Friday, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Bay Area forecast. Looking for a high this afternoon of 84 degrees. Still some very low rain chances and only 15%. Overnight low tonight, 74. Tomorrow's high at 85 with lower rain chances still at around 20%. But don't rule out a stray shower here and there. Sunset this evening is at 8:27. Have a good week.